wanna trouble me, tell them no, no. My intentions are clear to see.
First of all, allow my client Kareem Dennison simplify his messages and dissect the evidence to place them on the terror list. Spread the lies on television. My client is standing accused of encouraging terrorism. He's promoting peace far from violent encouragement. I believe it's unjust that the school has summoned him. How can one man rapping lead to terrorist actions? This misunderstanding merits a retraction. Accused of calling for attacks on military facilities. You can't equate violence with criticism politically. Where's the freedom of speech? It's just another young musician who is seeking a dream. My client is accused of inciting racial tension. He's half Arab, half English, did I fail to mention? The media rendered, his reputation ruined. Think about how many youngsters he has influenced to quit a life of crime and do the opposite. Most of the man's tracks are completely devoid of politics. The evidence is unseen, the verdict is a done deed. How can you compare a song to invading a country? My client isn't hungry for the blood of the people. Since when is making a rap song ever been illegal? No murder is done, the thing that drives this person is love. I rest my case to the jury and the merciful judge.
They're calling me a terrorist, we know who the terror is. Tell them that I'm not. They're calling me a terrorist, it is time to settle this, tell them that I'm not. I'm all about love and peace, why you wanna trouble me, tell them that I'm not. My intentions are clear to see.
Sir, can you confirm you're the artist that's known as low-key? Are you aware the state has been building this case is so free? You claim that you're all about love and you promote peace. I'm here to prove that your hot speeches lead to cold deeds. Your lyrics are a virus infecting all the youths. You say whatever it takes to get a mention on the news. You're an insult to the people and offend the soldiers too. Objection, your honor.
Objection overruled.
Do you denounce the monarchy and hope for a republic?
Monarchy is inequality, systemic injustice. While you strangle Afghanistan and tangle with Taliban, our taxes have to pay for David Cameron's cameraman.
How can you compare spreading anarchy to spreading democracy?
Like you compare resistance to extension of colonies.
Did you really refer to the US as an abomination?
No, I posed a question in reference to its domination. I scrutinize governments, you scrutinize songs.
Did you compare Predator Jones to suicide bombs?
Yes, and I question where such brutalized youth would rise from. It's true, I choose to write songs, but you can write wrongs.
But what if your questions equate to the spreading of hate? Is it true you labeled Israel a terrorist state?
Yes, cause it's based on the threat to erase an indigenous population you could never replace.
They're calling me a terrorist, we know who the terror is, tell them that I'm not. They're calling me a terrorist, it is time we settle this, tell them that I'm not. I'm all about love and peace, why you wanna trouble me, tell them that I'm not. My intentions are clear to see.
Allow me to state the most relevant of facts. I'm charged with section 1 of 06's Terrorism Act. It is alleged the music I'm publishing for exhibition all amounts to the encouragement of terrorism. My face was placed upon the news as a wanted person, cause it caused controversy when they saw my songs emerging. If I was commercial, would I have to ride all these hurdles? Raided my home, take my phone, put some spies in my circle. Not on it, no comment. I will never change my position, not in jail, but they gave me these stale bail conditions. And this is the part where the plot just get sinister. They ban me from the city of London and Westminster. I do this for the rebels that do this without the medals. For Smiley Culture, Joey McIntyre and Alfie Meadows. Before you throw it at me, have a look at your backwards book definition of terrorism. Columbus and Captain Cook, I can't lie, it's getting deep. Our lives are very cheap, but one person dies in police custody every week. They're editing my tracks cause I'm telling them the facts. You're more likely to die like that than from a terrorist attack. When you try to fight a war, they will say you defy the law. Can't quiet me, this is R.I.P. for Brian Hall. We know the truth no matter what you tell them on the television. IMF, World Bank, economic terrorism. I refuse to produce chart nonsense, not a servant to the Zionist lobby like Mark Thompson. The BBC want me making music to impress crooks or doing shows on military bases like Tim Westwood. Murdoch might have the news, but me, I have the tunes. Your cameras move onto celebrities to distract the youth. Remember, this fact is true. When you point your finger at me, there is three fingers pointing back at you.